You're listening to SBS News.
Flower grower Stephen Pelliser has worked on the family farm at Glenory, north of Sydney, all his life. His family migrated from Italy and his father worked as a market gardener before buying the rural property to grow roses 50 years ago. But now he's being forced to dump fresh flowers by the thousands as coronavirus measures postpone weddings and events.
We grow a lot of flowers just for functions and weddings. And of course you have your main weddings in spring. And then the second half of our season is autumn. Autumn weddings are a big thing. But they're all closed down at the moment.
Autumn is normally one of their busiest times, with 40,000 rose bushes in bud, ready to cut for Easter and Mother's Day. But this year, Mr. Pelliser says he's having to destroy around $5,000 worth of fresh flowers each week.
Since all the weddings were announced to be shut, all of a sudden there's a lot of florists out there that solely do weddings, and they've gone underground. We haven't heard from them. Definitely, yeah, decline in orders across the board. There's one saviour, is online ordering, and florists that are geared up for online ordering, they're showing a little bit of a spike in that, but it's still not enough to cover the orders that they would have for weddings. But that's probably keeping them afloat at the moment, which is helping us a little bit.
It's an Australia-wide problem for the flower growing industry since COVID-19 shut down weddings, funerals and corporate events.
Definitely losing more than half our production in throwing out flowers. At present, even though we're not in peak production, but we're now gearing up for Mother's Day, which is a big deal. A lot of people have been growing plants, gearing up for Mother's Day since January. So they stand to lose the whole 4 months' work, plus all the investment that they've made.
In contrast, nurseries have seen a surge in demand for seedlings, with budding gardeners eager to grow edibles at home. Area manager of Flower Power's Milperra store in Sydney, Ryan Bailey, says it may also serve as a way for people to avoid supermarkets.
I think where people are trying to either stay away from supermarkets or have the opportunity to grow things themselves, they're doing that. So we've seen an exponential growth in our seedlings, whether it be herbs, veggies, citrus, fruit trees, all our berry ranges. So strawberries are very popular, and chilies actually, and even kids are really experimenting with the chilies. They don't seem to show any signs of fear when it comes to the hot stuff.
Those tending to flower fields are learning harder lessons, but Stephen Pelliser is remaining positive.
Moving forward, we have to grow our roses for spring, hopefully that we can catch up on a good wedding season then, if all this virus and that is cleared by then.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.